Remember Sarah Palin? Of course you do. Who could forget? Well, the political career of Ms. Palin is the jumping-off point for Grizzly Mama by George Brandt, the author of The High-Flying Grounded, done at the GAM last year. But Grizzly Mama is a very different piece of theater. It takes off and goes away beyond the blue yonder into a world of familial atmosphere, good and bad, loving and hating. In 2 hours, with an intermission, it slices sharply, dangerously into mother-daughter relations. Reaching back to Willie Loman and Eugene O'Neill's Death of a Salesman, it repeats that attention must be paid, that memories between mothers and daughters must be handled with care. They can be explosive. True enough, the play sometimes wanders, sometimes has you thinking, what's going on here? But if you stay with it through the GAM's sharply sizzling production, you'll be rewarded, not with clarity and a clean ending, but with something to chew on for quite a while. Here's the plot. Reeling from the death of her mother, Deb moves herself and her teenage daughter Hannah from relatively leafy Ohio to the snowy wilderness somewhere in Alaska. Next door lives one Patty, whom we never meet, but who clearly connects with Ms. Palin. Patty, you see, is running for president of the United States. Mother and daughter have a slippery relationship. Hannah spends most of her time on her smartphone. Do you even know what a number two pencil is? Screams Mom. Then enters Laurel, teen daughter of would-be President Patty. She's pregnant, wants an abortion. After all, I've got a life, you know, she maintains. Believe it or not, all of this is hilarious. Playwright Brandt definitely knows how to be fast and funny. But he can also train his firepower on difficult subjects. Mom Deb goes quite wacky, quite murderous. Daughter Hannah tries, fails, and tries again to cope. Laurel becomes the catalyst of the grisly final acts of Grizzly Mama. Director Rachel Walsh, a mother of three who directed Marie Antoinette at the GAM, keeps the pace crisp and crackling, funny and ever so serious. The always astute Casey Seymour Kim has you chuckling as Mama Deb, at least until things get difficult and dangerous anyway. Amanda Ruggiero is great as a teen and strong as a female when Grizzly Mama goes off the deep end. Betsy Rinaldi is just fine, too, as the daughter of the would-be president. Designer Michael McCarty's set combines birch trees with just the right touch of beat-up kitchen and living room. Grizzly Mama looks into life and love, fear and need. True, it's also a bit wobbly, a little unclear. Kind of like life, you know? You can't understand all, but you are definitely aware that something major is being presented. Those memories have to be coped with, one way or another.